This is the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio. We are live from Tower, Minnesota. That was the song "This Town" by Rich Matson and the North Stars. If you listen to the lyrics, you might have heard the description of an Iron Range town with boarded up buildings. There's not much prospect for the future. And, you know, that was part of Tower's story, too. Here on the Vermilion Iron Range in northern Minnesota, active iron mining stopped a couple generations ago. Towns like Tower have suffered, and even though mining continues on the nearby Mesabi Iron Range, modern economics has hit this whole region pretty hard. But Tower is coming back, and change is coming. For those of you new to the area, you can land at the airport in Hibbing, the Range Regional Airport. They got a big old stuffed bear in there. They got some famous people on the wall, famous Iron Rangers. I've learned recently that Chris Pratt is now among the famous Iron Rangers, born in Virginia, Minnesota. So lots of exciting things when you land at the airport. And you can drive out through Cherry, just north of where I grew up, on the family-run junkyard out there. You can drive north on Highway 53 up past Eveleth in Virginia, where the big hockey stick is in Eveleth. And you'll see up the side of towns no one thought you'd see back in when they built the freeway in the 1960s. And they'll do something about the way those towns look one of these years. It's going to happen. Turn north on 169 up toward Ely. Along the way, you'll pass the Sudan Underground Mine State Park, Minnesota's first iron mine, which opened in 1882. And just a few miles later, you'll see the small town of Tower. Tower, a mining town built on the Ojibwe land, was named for the early mining boss Charlemagne Tower, a guy who never came here but got the town named after him. His son, though, Charlemagne Jr., Mangy, they used to call him, I made that up. He's not really, they didn't call him that. The Duluth and Iron Range Railroad connected this remote location to two harbors in 1884, making Tower and Sudan the site of the first commercially viable mining operation in Minnesota. And Marvin Lampa writes that the sounds of an English coronet blended with the beating of an Ojibwe drum sending off the first train. You can just imagine that scene all those years ago. In a century, all the mining ended up at the Mesabi Range, but Tower and the Sudan location are still here. Tower's Main Street is the highway through town, cafes and shops. You better watch your speed. People used to say of Tower, blink and you'll miss it. But the town is giving people new reason to stop. In recent years, the town welcomed a new medical and dental clinic. They've got a new charter school. New Vermilion State Park is going to be built here next spring. Locals are building the Lake Vermilion Cultural Center. And a stunning plan to redevelop the harbor and tower will give the city an attractive new access to Lake Vermilion, the northern Minnesota lake so big and jagged that the early explorers once mistook it for the Northwest Passage. It's not. It does not provide a sea route to the Orient. But it does get you to cook. And they're spicy in their own way. We're broadcasting live at the Fortune Bay Resort and Casino, which is on the land of the Boys Ford Band of Ojibwe near Tower. Boys Ford and the native village of Net Lake are coming back too. New generations of native leaders raising their children in a strong, modern Ojibwe culture. I had an opportunity yesterday to go down to the Cultural Heritage Museum here at Fortune Bay, and it's a beautiful facility with lots of great stories about the history of the Boys Ford people and so many things they're proud of, especially the fact that no community in the United States has produced more people who serve in the military per capita than the Boys Fort Band of Ojibwe. And so it's a place where service and patriotism and community matter very much. And so that's what our show is all about, and we're really proud to be here with you today. Meanwhile, we're looking down the road to Sudan. Of course, we mentioned the old mining location still has that deep mine, but they aren't mining ore down there anymore. For 20 years, they mined something else, though, neutrinos. And now just one of the most sophisticated underground labs there is looking for a new project, and perhaps a James Bond villain somewhere might be in the market. We'll have to find out. This season, we're doing a series of shows fixated on the future of this state, of this region. And Tower is where we wanted to kick it off, because here the future is even brighter than the past. So that's all coming up. Stay with us.